Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about leisure activities. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H which activity the speaker is talking about. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what the speaker says about the activity. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I've been doing it for years. I'm an actor by profession, and of course I have long periods when I'm not on stage and don't have anything much else to do, so that's when I really do a lot of it. I'm still not that expert at it. I don't think I'd ever win any prizes or anything like that, and I've no aspirations to become professional, but I find it very satisfying when I attempt something different, and it seems to work. I like adding my own personal touches, an unusual herb here, an unexpected combination of flavors. Appearance is important to me, too. My roommate's even been known to take a photo of something I've served up.
Speaker 2.
My earliest memory is of seeing my dad on stage with his huge trombone. So, I suppose it's not that surprising that my brothers and sisters and I all grew up more enthusiastic about music than sport. My brothers have formed a pop group that actually won a Best Newcomers Prize for their first album last year. You must have seen their photo in the papers. But I soon realised that it was the combination of movement and rhythm that I loved. I go to the studio after college every day, and it's my dream to actually be able to do it for a living, though I appreciate it's a very competitive field.
Speaker 3.
A friend first got me enthusiastic about playing. That friend was much better at it than I am. He even won a few trophies when we were teenagers. Oddly enough, he's completely lost interest now, while I'm quite the reverse. I seem to spend more time at it each year. I fell and broke my shoulder bone in one match last year, but even that hasn't put me off. I just love the excitement and the speed of movement on skates. My mum says she wishes I'd taken up what she calls a nice civilised sport, like table tennis, say, or golf. But I've every intention of keeping going, as long as they'll have me in a team.
Speaker 4.
I'd never want to do it professionally. That's far too risky a business. But it's a great hobby. I feel I've learnt so much over the last few months and have become much more expert at what I can do. And that's given me huge satisfaction. I'm involved now in a production about a famous dancer who had a very tempestuous private life. I'm playing one of the leads, and getting to grips with that has been quite a challenge. All the other people in the show are enthusiastic and determined to make it a success. That can make tempers run high at times, of course. Anyway, it's a brilliant contrast to my day job in a busy restaurant.
Speaker 5.
Sometimes I feel I spend more time at this than at work. I certainly feel more enthusiastic about it. You might imagine it's the sense of achievement when you're doing well that's so attractive, but that's not really it, as far as I'm concerned. It's more a matter of the team thing, you know, the feeling of all being in it together, both when you succeed and when you don't. That's made us all very close. We performed at a number of local clubs and colleges and are beginning to make quite a name for ourselves. Our latest song's on the internet, and it's already had an amazing number of views. It's all very exciting.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I've been doing it for years. I'm an actor by profession, and of course I have long periods when I'm not on stage and don't have anything much else to do, so that's when I really do a lot of it. I'm still not that expert at it. I don't think I'd ever win any prizes or anything like that, and I've no aspirations to become professional, but I find it very satisfying when I attempt something different, and it seems to work. I like adding my own personal touches, an unusual herb here, an unexpected combination of flavors. Appearance is important to me, too. My roommate's even been known to take a photo of something I've served up.
Speaker 2.
My earliest memory is of seeing my dad on stage with his huge trombone. So, I suppose it's not that surprising that my brothers and sisters and I all grew up more enthusiastic about music than sport. My brothers have formed a pop group that actually won a Best Newcomers Prize for their first album last year. You must have seen their photo in the papers. But I soon realised that it was the combination of movement and rhythm that I loved. I go to the studio after college every day, and it's my dream to actually be able to do it for a living, though I appreciate it's a very competitive field.
Speaker 3.
A friend first got me enthusiastic about playing. That friend was much better at it than I am. He even won a few trophies when we were teenagers. Oddly enough, he's completely lost interest now, while I'm quite the reverse. I seem to spend more time at it each year. I fell and broke my shoulder bone in one match last year, but even that hasn't put me off. I just love the excitement and the speed of movement on skates. My mum says she wishes I'd taken up what she calls a nice civilised sport, like table tennis, say, or golf. But I've every intention of keeping going, as long as they'll have me in a team.
Speaker 4.
I'd never want to do it professionally. That's far too risky a business. But it's a great hobby. I feel I've learnt so much over the last few months and have become much more expert at what I can do, and that's given me huge satisfaction. I'm involved now in a production about a famous dancer who had a very tempestuous private life. I'm playing one of the leads, and getting to grips with that has been quite a challenge. All the other people in the show are enthusiastic and determined to make it a success. That can make tempers run high at times, of course. Anyway, it's a brilliant contrast to my day job in a busy restaurant.
Speaker 5.
Sometimes I feel I spend more time at this than at work. I certainly feel more enthusiastic about it. You might imagine it's the sense of achievement when you're doing well that's so attractive, but that's not really it as far as I'm concerned. It's more a matter of the team thing, you know, the feeling of all being in it together, both when you succeed and when you don't. That's made us all very close. We performed at a number of local clubs and colleges and are beginning to make quite a name for ourselves. Our latest song's on the internet, and it's already had an amazing number of views. It's all very exciting.
That's the end of part four.